Chapter 1 of Raven Memory by David G. Schrock. Part 8. Having a family is a risk, especially for anyone in his line of work. Revenge is part of the package. Sooner or later, everyone makes a mistake. Replaying the conversation with the detective, he realizes Silver never inquired about his own enemies. It only seems logical asking about the spouse's enemies. The exchange seems all too brief. Where are all the questions? His eyes narrow, contemplating the meeting. Often the spouse is among the top suspects in a murder investigation. The most logical conclusion? The detective has already looked into it. He picks up a pair of portraits in a clasped metal frame. On the left is a picture of his wife, Roberta, her silky dark hair in a bun. On the right, Cassandra smiles back at him, but he sees the long face in his mind. Memories are interpretations. From the moment a memory blossoms in the mind, the brain works connecting the patterns. Information not immediately connected to any known pattern dives into the abyss. Other details fade as more information flows, linking related patterns together. Connections build a network of memories, blurring some details while reinforcing others. Memories change. Blue becomes gray, tall becomes average, and sometimes something out of the ordinary blazes like the sun. A constant thought floating above the other memories, an interpretation hiding other details. Is it all interpretation? Or does the tapestry of reality mutate, altering memory? Sometimes it seems the information changes, and he loses track of a memory within the network. Setting the portraits face down on the desk, Steve slides the top drawer open, sending stacks of tiny colored notebooks sloshing to the back. Grasping a purple pad, he sets it on the desk. His thumb strums down the bottom edge, speeding through pages. Stopping on a familiar entry, he smashes the pad flat. Some memories linger, a carrion waiting for a raven, and when the predator arrives, picking at the bits, it refuses to escape into another world. It never leaves. Anything worth remembering goes in the notepads. On the page before him, he reads a note in his handwriting. Roberta, his wife, is dead. This concludes the first chapter of Raven Memory. You may read a sample of the first 7 chapters on Scrib D. Thank you.